بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, there is a discipline called scenario planning. Scenario planning consists of conceptualizing different global scenarios or local scenarios, and then planning for them. So planning to deal with such scenarios. So for example, somebody may plan a scenario where there is a sudden peak in oil prices, and then they work backwards to say, if there is a peak in oil prices, how will that affect transportation, how will it affect food prices, because of that, how will it affect law and order in the country, and so on and so forth. Now, the benefit of scenario planning is that if you do it well, then it enables you to prepare for different kinds of situations which might arise. Now, the scenario planning is not astrology. Scenario planning is not prediction. The scenario planner is not saying this will happen. He is saying, if this happens, how will we deal with it? I gave you one example. I can give you many examples, but I won't take your time here. The benefit of scenario is, no, we are not only doing disaster planning. That's one aspect of scenario planning, no doubt. But also scenario planning with respect to potential good things. So, maybe, you know, more employment opportunities and so on and so forth, different kinds of. So, scenarios with respect to positive things and scenarios with respect to negative things, both are extremely useful things to do, to plan. You can apply this for organizations, you can apply it in your own life, and you can apply it for countries, for the whole world and so on. There is a person by the name of Clem Sunter, who works for, if he hasn't retired yet, if he's still there, he works for Anglo-American, for De Beers, the diamond company in South Africa. Many years ago, I was invited to speak at a function at which Clem Sunter was also speaking. We were the two speakers, and Clem Sunter explained scenario planning in detail. The function was organized by WMO, the World Maimon Foundation, Maimon Organization, and it was very interesting function, and very interesting to listen to Clem Sunter. He has got a couple of books as well. Now, Clem Sunter is the head of scenario planning in Anglo-American, which is a very big, it's a CEO level job, pays a huge amount of money, has a lot of resources associated with it. And the reason for that is because that is the importance that Anglo-American gives to global scenarios. Now, obviously, they are looking at it from their perspective of diamond mining and diamond sale. But Clem Sunter's scenarios, obviously, they don't deal only with diamonds. They deal with political situations, they deal with economic situations, they deal with potential conflicts, they deal with new markets, opening up of new markets and so on. And I remember very clearly, even though this particular incident happened many years ago, I think probably maybe even 10 years ago, Clem Sunter spoke about the importance of South Africa and compared it to the UAE, Dubai to be specific, and he said how South Africa can be a gateway to the rest of Africa for all kinds of beneficial economic activity, just like Dubai or UAE is a gateway to not just the Middle East, but also to many other parts of the world. Dubai is positioned like that, as a center point, the gateway entry point to many different parts of the world, and that's how the whole system is organized. Looking back, we see how China entered Africa and all of that, and see how intelligent and how correct Clem Center's scenarios were. My reason for saying all of this is not for scenario planning in a worldly sense, but to remind myself and you that it's a good idea for us to do scenario planning for ourselves as Muslims and as individuals. As Muslims, of course, collectively as groups, scenario planning for our own future, wherever we live, in whichever countries. What are the potential scenarios that might unfold? Political scenarios, economic scenarios, scenarios with respect to employment, with respect to demographic changes, with youth coming into the market, into the employment market, with the potentially new scientific developments, new methods of doing business, new methods or new ways of dealing with money. For example, very simple, let me give you two simple examples. One is the how things will change when we have access to alternate energy. So instead of traditional sources of energy, which is oil, which is hydroelectricity and so on, when we have access to alternate sources of energy, which is, for example, one of the principal ones is solar, also with regard to captive energy, which is batteries, how complete social situations can change, how new employment is generated, how people are empowered in remote areas. That's one whole area of scenarios. Similarly, with regard to internet-based banking, which we are seeing, transfer of funds, and so on and so forth, how this affects economies and how it will affect the Muslims as groups. Of course, not to mention the implications of security issues, implications of enhanced extremism in all areas that Muslims are facing, and also Muslims are contributing to that because Muslims have also become more extremist in some places. So all of this benefit of scenario planning. But even more importantly, I think it's very important to also look at ourselves personally, and that's the focus of Fajr Reminder, which is what kind of scenarios will I face going forward. So one is with regard to our own personal finances, for example, where are you spending your money? If you have access to funds, where are you spending that money? Are you spending it in depreciating assets? Or are you spending it in appreciating assets? Is your expenditure only a spend, or is it an investment, which means that your expenditure will also earn you an income? This is something to see. Because funds are, no matter how wealthy you think you are, funds are limited. So, in that sense, to do that. Look also at, for example, for young people, looking at careers. What are the greenfield areas in which you need to develop expertise so that when they come, they become mainstream, that you are ready for that career in that area. Especially in the world of changing technology, that is very important to foresee and see where it takes us. To look at the field of education and see how the way we teach and what we teach needs to change, and needs to change, according to me, drastically and rapidly, if we are still interested in remaining relevant, both in religious education as well as in other education. And even more importantly, to look at what are the scenarios for me when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I continue in the way that I am leading my life today. Once again, I'm not talking only negative things. I'm talking about both sides. If I am doing what I am doing, whatever that is, right? My whole life, my aqidah, for example, is my aqidah of tawheed, where I say la ilaha illallah, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He showed me, where I do not ask for help from anyone other than Allah, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to do, where my life is on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this is the case, then what is the kind of scenario I will face, and what must I do to continue this with istiqamat? If this is not the case, if my life is full of, if my earning is doubtful, or if it is haram, what I eat is doubtful or haram, if I spend my time in places which are doubtful or haram, right? If I am spending money, my entertainment is doubtful or haram, then there is a different scenario. It's not the same scenario. Anyone who imagines that the scenario of somebody who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living his life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and somebody who is on the opposite side, if the two have the same scenarios, then they are fooling themselves. As simple as that. How can somebody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in the Quran. Allah says, La yastavi ashabul nari wa ashabul jannah. They are not the same. They are not the same. The people of the fire and the people of Jannah are not the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there is no similarity between the shade and standing in the sun. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La yastavi al-ama wal-basir. Right? Wala zulumati wal-nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there is no difference, there is no similarity between light of guidance and the darkness of misguidance. So, very important for us to think about this and say, where is my life taking me? What is the scenario and what is my scenario plan? So, going forward and saying that I need to plan the scenarios of my life to say, if I want a certain outcome, what must I do with my life now? That's why I'm talking about scenario planning, because we need to do this also for our community as such. And the tragedy is that we have nowhere where this is being done. I don't know why, because I think we must be among the most blindest people in the world. Because as they say, you know, you can make a blind man see, but you can't make the blindfolded see. Because if you're blindfolding yourself, then there's no hope for you. Really, we are blindfolded. May Allah enable us to remove this blindfold from our eyes and to practice these scenarios. All we do is we say, I mean, that's it, khalas. After that, we live our lives the same. وہی رفتار بے ڈھنگی چلتی رہتی کچھ بھی نہیں دعا کرے تو آمین بس انا للہ وانا الیہ راجعون ایبسولوٹلی اٹرلی شیمفل یو نو ایٹیٹیوڈ ٹوورڈز لائف آئی تھنک وی نیڈ ٹو چینج دس ویری ویری بیڈلی پلان آور لائفز اینڈ کانسیپچولائز سیناریوز اینڈ برنگ آور لائفز آن ٹو اے ٹریک وچ ول لیڈ اس ٹو گڈنس ان دس لائف اینڈ دا نیکسٹ اینڈ آبویسلی دی اپوزٹ is clear for anyone with, you know, half a mind and one eye. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to lead our lives in a way where at the end of our lives, we will be satisfied with how we led them in this life, and which leads us to a good ending when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.